Hello and welcome to the third episode of the Madhouse Podcast. You are listening to the sound of the streets and I am your host Agent Dash, the Space Cadet, aka the High Frequency Captain. Na leo, kama umekuwa ukinifuata, ukitufuata, unajua tuliko tunafanya episode ya leo at the Gypsy Market, hosted by Sly Sylvia. She's there being talked to by someone. But welcome. Ya leo itakuwa freestyle. Monty angeweza kufika, but I'm going to be doing this thing anyway. I've seen there are a few guys who are about to do some performances somewhere around here. Nimetoka kutoa shots and I'm just about to go around, say hi to a few people. Then we'll see. So, he's the host. Say hi to my podcast.
Hi, guys.
Yes, so this is the hostess.
So, we are at the _Gypsy_Thrifters event, vintage edition.
Where is it at?
It's Kikuyu Ondire. My name is Sly Kahil. You can call me Sly. Or
plug in your IG.
Oh, it's at Sly_Kahil.
Yes, sir. So,
and I have my business partner, who's Panini, with an X at the end. There's also a Sundays for Makeup, A-S-A-N-D-E.
Yes, man. So, she's a host.
So excited, guys. You should be here.
Exactly. No, but kama hautaweza kukua hapa hivi, kama utakuwa unasikiza this episode, of course.
Yeah.
Nimewa represent.
Bet. So, big time.
I'm going to be giving you guys...
You came in time and all that. Mm-hmm.
Sign it for 20. We're recording at 420. I'm about to look for a chain right now.
Yes.
And then we'll see where we go from here.
Sawa.
Yes, sir. So,
hi.
Monty amekataa kukuja. I'm going to catch you. Nitakupata tu somewhere. Monty amekataa kukuja. I'm going to be doing this alone. But it doesn't mean it's not going to be as good as it always is. It's even going to be better because I'm about to start interviewing people. I'm about to start what? Nataka kutoa shots zingine hapo hivi ningi chain flani nimeona pale hivyo. I'll show you guys a few of the performances. Right now people are just thrifting. Bidding sessions are about to start. And so today's episode is going to be a little bit different than you guys are used to. We're just going to be talking about nothing in particular. I'm just going to be vibing with people at this event. And yeah, man, so stick around. Don't go anywhere. This is segment one. Segment two is loading in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. Check out my IG, k.mungai, Madhouse Kenya, the Gypsy Market. You can follow Sly. I'm a plug IG yake and Panini. Those are the hostesses. I'm going to find Panini. Have her come to the mic a little bit. Engage with you guys and tell you what's going on. Then we'll see where things go from here. So don't go anywhere. Peace. So, welcome back to the second segment of the Madhouse Podcast, The Sound of the Streets. I am your host, Agent Dash, the High Frequency Captain. I'm about to start saying hi to a few people. Bro, ni aje, unaitwa nani?
Ryan.
Niambie Ryan, siku yako inakaa aje leo?
Mimi niko fit, mimi na van. Kuveni word.
Yeah, manze.
Mini vendor.
Weni vendor. You're the one with this stand, you have vintage
the
clothes.
The t-shirts, you have vintage. Follow vintage.ke.
Definitely.
IG.
I'm a plug IG yake, so go check out Nayako IG yako personally.
Kanya.ran.
Yeah, man. So that's the boy's handle. He's
and this is my shori.
Say what's up.
What's up?
Say what's up to the podcast.
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Joy.
Joy
Alice.
How's your day?
My day
lit.
Has been
lit.
As fuck.
That's how it's supposed to be, man. So yeah, man. Guys on a plug vintage clothing. Mtazi check in. You are saying mlikata kukuja kwa form site abidi mmezi
check
kwa IG.
Man.
Yeah, man.
Follow Uhuru vintage
KE. Weeping
our behind.
Our banks. But like we finna.
So as you can hear, guys, kuna a lot of activities going on. There's music in the background. There's IG live here. There's a shop
everything.
Here. There's everything. Anything you guys would need. So I don't know why you guys didn't come, but I got you covered. I'm going to cover this thing for you. So this guy sells vintage clothing. Him and his chick are lit. Pia mina rudi pale kwa bartender. Niambie, niko hapa. Tuko live, niambie.
I wanna plug you all. This is your leather.
Mm-hmm. She's wearing a nice leather jacket. A really nice leather jacket.
And your corset.
Yes. What else?
the denim skirt.
Dressed by?
By Thrifty Koki and by him.
Exactly. So, mtampiga picha, mtamcheki, Madhouse Podcast, The Sounds of the Street. And we're just catching vibes, man. Na jom naskia. See you later. Uko nyuma kwa background.
And don't forget to wear your mask.
Yeah, man.
Sanitize.
Drink a lot of water.
Hydrate.
Medicate. Levitate. Elevate. All that drugs. Good shit.
Do all the drugs you can.
Manze, life is short.
Checky, life is short. While you're young, make mistakes.
Okay, yeah, not all the drugs.
Not all of them. Some. From when you're young, make mistakes. Juu, kipika age flani, you can't do easy stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Ataki mtu 30 olds amelala kwa mtaro.
Exactly.
But kyo 20, nsao.
Fanya yo kitu yote, toa yote.
Do drugs.
Enjoy yourself.
Moderate.
Moderation is key, man.
Moderation. Ukiwa 25, moderation is key. Ukiwa 19, bigger shot
fuck
zote.
Bigger
shot zote.
Fuck it all up, man.
Check it, wanasemanga aje. Siju the shots missed.
You miss all the shots. Wait.
You don't take. You miss all the shots you don't take.
Exactly.
So take all the shots.
Yeah, man. So take away. The takeaway is you miss all the shots that you don't take. And
turn up to my homies podcast.
Yeah, man. The Madhouse Podcast.
The Madhouse Podcast. The
yes,
best
sir.
Podcast in Kenya.
You already know we are the sounds
no
of cap, the streets.
No bab.
Exactly. No, we are the sounds of the streets. And so I'm going to continue covering this event. Ntaendelea ku interview wase. Kuna wasanii wametulia pale hivyo. I'm just going to be engaging with you guys and them. Just giving you guys a feel of what's going down at the Gypsy Market hosted by Sly, the Gypsy Thrifters, and Panini. Follow them on their IG and I'll see you on the next link, man. Not after watu wengine wakupiga kelele na wao. Just catch a vibe. And we'll see where the day goes. Yeah, man. Peace. So, segment 3. We're about to go into sesh. And listen to a few joints here and there. Niaje, bro. Unaitwa nani?
Christopher.
How's your day at the Gypsy Market?
Kofiti.
How are you enjoying today?
Bado nangojea momentum ikam.
Momentum bado ijafika, yeah, lakini so far so good.
It's okay.
So far so good, that's the vibe in the area. Wase wana vibe, wase wana kata, wase wako sesh.
Joint iko.
Things are moving on well and things are going to get better and better and better. So this is just me checking in after a few minutes in session 2. And yeah, man. I have here the co-host or the second host for this event. Hi,
guys.
Yes, what's your name?
My name is Asandes. My name is Asandes.
I have two Asandes with me here.
Sorry. My name
sisters,
is Panini.
And they look really nice. Plug in your IGs.
_PA.NiniX, like Chowder's girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh,
if you
yeah.
watch Chowder, you know. Then you'd know. If you know, you know.
If you know, man. And the yeah. other Asande.
Oh yeah, now it's Winnie Asande. Winnie yes. Asande. My IG is 2 underscores Asande, 2 underscores yeah, Amani man. Underscore. How will I say it?
Go check them out. They're the hosts of this event. I'm having a good time. Vibe iko true. For me, Meshika. What's on a cam? What's on a vibe? I'm going to be checking in with you guys after a few minutes. Are there performances later?
Yeah, we should actually be doing it.
Exactly. So, ikianza na mina rudi. Ikianza na mina rudi. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Pause, wash your joints, stay hydrated, medicated, levitated. You're listening to The Sound of the Streets, aka The Madhouse Podcast, and I am your host, who's always doing the most for you people. My name is Dash, the High Frequency Captain. I'll see you after a few minutes. Don't go anywhere, man. This is segment 3. 4 is coming with a lot of music, interviews. I'm going to be talking to a lot of people here. By the end of this session, mtakuwa mshajua kila mtu mwenye kwa event. So don't go anywhere, man. If you know anyone in this podcast, tag them here and, yeah, man, catch a vibe. Hey, welcome to section 4 of the Madhouse Podcast, The Sound of the Streets. Reporting live as at today, July 31st, 2021, from the Gypsy Thrifters HQ in Kikuyu. We're doing a thrift market and it's crazy, man. We're just catching a vibe. Ndio nimerudi na the mbogi.
What up?
Section 4 loading, niaje bro? So you tuned in to The Sound of the Streets, Madhouse Radio. Madhouse podcast.
Oh, it's a podcast.
Yeah, it's a podcast.
Wagwan, Mr. Bad K.E. Man a bad man
stylist. G-plug.
Yeah, man a bad man stylist. You know how we do? To go up a Gypsy Drifters event, vintage. Yeah, we're doing it how it's supposed to. Kuna mzee kizazi huru.
Kumbia kizazi huru in a the house. Na kumbia kumeshika. It's
Manabana,
lit.
Man, designer.
Wagwa. Mechikima pieces.
Pala kwenye
story. Insta story.
Yeah, man. So we're reporting live from the Gypsy Thrifters. And vibe imesha shika. Niliwambia nyo se mina na kwa bartender. Bartender amenitengeneza vile nikuwa nataka.
Vile liko inafaa.
Yeah, manze vile inafaa. So we're just catching a vibe. Unafeel aje after your performance ya kwanza?
Moja zingine, yeah, kwanza rani liko na setup, lakini nimesikia kii hapo.
Umesha setup shop yako. Hey, plug, maze, plug busy yako hapo hivi.
Plug and pop thrift, you know how we do.
Yeah, man, check out.
Urban thrift, mostly urban, some retro vibes, yeah.
Yeah, man, so make sure you check out his IG, ataku plug some nice outfits, ndio?
Plug and pop thrift, yeah.
Exactly, man. So, yeah, man, unafeel aje ume...
Mina feel poa, man, mimi napenda events kama hizi flea market tunajua kuleta wase pamoja na nguo na nini.
Yeah, cuz I can tell.
Kwanza, so the next one kushoe itakuwa bigger na ita involve more nini, itakuwa na more like attractions kama art hivi.
Exactly. So yeah, there's been a performance already anajita K Papi, si ndio?
KD Papa.
Yeah. Ametupiga some hype session, imekuwa fit. Niliwaambia nyo wase izeni manze. Sikuweza kurecord jumi zangu zimebamba, nimeenjoy hiyo hiyo session. Unacheki juu nimetoka kwa bartender pale, hivyo vibe imeshika. So yeah, man, and that's how it is. We're just chilling with some guys over here, listening to some music na jomnaweza sikia kwa background. And so acha nikuulize bro, there's this topic I've been talking about on my podcast, right? It's about red pill mentality. So red pill mentality, you get to awaken, be the best version of yourself as a man. So there's this story, Dr. Dre, so unajua Dr. Dre obviously. Dr. Dre ali losing a lawsuit flani hapo hivyo against his ex-wife. Ameambiwa na koti anafaa kulipa $300,000 every month to his wife until she dies. Kia condition, until she dies ama until she remarries. What's your opinion on that?
That's total bullshit.
That's BS, right?
BS.
Kwa nini?
Eh, hiyo pesa ya kufanyia kazi.
Manze.
Sasa ata aje sasa. How? As in get logic ya kupea mtu $300,000.
Yeah.
Hiyo ni kama by the time anakufa atakuwa amechukua assets zake zote.
Yeah, cuz if you think about it, in 1 year tufanye tu hesabu ya mwaka moja. 12 months, right? $300,000. That's 12 times 3 is 36, right? 36 ongeza zeros ngapi? That's 300,000. That's 5. That's 5 zeros. That's like 3 million every year plus. Na imagine
3 million USD.
US dollars. Kwa hivyo hiyo Kenya ni like 40 million.
90.
Imagine. Alafu ki convert into Kenyan shillings as like 300 million Kenyan shillings. So, do you think Dr. Dre alijicheza by kukosa kuji protect kwa contracts? Of course. Okay, so is this what we say, like high value men need to protect themselves, right? Yeah, when you're marrying a woman, you need to take into account your future, because when you, I'm sure where na shop yako ya Urban Thrifters uko na where you want to go in the next 5-10 years, right? You want to either build an empire or whatever it is that you're going to do with your business, right? Do you think that it's wise or not to protect yourselves in terms of like your success unakuja ukioa? Because you see, you know, like you have a vision, you know, like in 10 years, because of the work that you're putting into your business right now, hakuna otherwise but kuwa successful in it. Sindio? You have to protect yourself, right? So do you think Dr. Dre alijicheza hapo hivyo ama ni bahati tu mbaya?
Tuseme hako ameifikiria. Hako ameifikiria that far. Mm-hmm. But angekuwa ameifikiria poa, ange protect hiyo biashara yake ama aziseparate sana to the point that hata si yana zionu, unaona? So network yake iko chini ya such that hata judge hezi sema ati unafaa ulipe hii amount. Hata itapungua sana, ingepungua sana cause angekuwa ame copyright obviously kituka nini inaitwa je, hiyo ya music nimesahau, hizo Beats by Dre.
Beats by Dre yo, his partnership with Apple, yeah.
Yeah, of which hiyo bibi yake
hizi fikia kama ilikuwa yeye peke yake ndo anaona.
Ah, sasa hivi wanaona wasi kadhaa hiyo hizi guza juu iko na patent, iko na patent ya wasi tofauti.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hizo ma copyright na patent ndo zingemkataza wife yake kupata hiyo do. Angeipata, yeah.
So now she's getting $3,000, $300,000, sorry, every month. Every month until she remarries ama until she dies. So as I imagine, Dr. Dre amepata the worst end of the, he drew the short end of the stick.
$3.6 million
per year. Imagine.
Yeah, she got into marriage kama an investment.
See, wacha nikwambie, according to laws, like if you marry a woman, she's entitled to your property. If you gain property venye mko married,
mkiwa
married, she gets half. Akona legal rights to it. Exactly.
Prenup.
Nuptial agreement.
Adi story ingine. Prenup, day one.
Exactly.
Ni will you marry me plus the prenup.
Plus the prenup, of course, because you have to protect your wealth. Of course, kama una intend to build value yako, unajua. Hey, mi najua niko na game plan. In 10 years, nataka kuwa na dough flani hapo hivyo, of course. Najua inakuja na success and money and everything. So I want to protect myself. So I understand you kisema prenup, because that means niko of the same mindset. So hapo tunaweza sema tu Dr. Dre amekula L.
Nah, alikula L.
Big L. Big capital level.
Yeah, man, it's a big one, man. Because think about it, $300,000 every month. Man, you understand?
Man, shit.
So, Dr. Dre, hapo hivyo manze umekula L, lakini you live and learn.
Live and learn, man.
Manze. So, that's the vibe coming straight from
K-Town,
Gypsy Thrifters, Thrift Market, Flea Market. We're catching a vibe. We're waiting for the next performance. Of course, Meskia Standi Awase on that topic. So, yeah, man, stay tuned to segment 5. I'm trying to keep count because zinashika na mimi naendelea nikitrip. Yeah, man, so don't go anywhere. Man, see you on segment 5.
Yeah, who be doing the most? Okay.
So we thought about trying a flea market. Since many of youth, like what when you for the same age group, how are they going to go street?
Wakaenda wakaanza kuinunua online.
So we thought about setting up flea market. You and a pair, youth our age, your platform, yeah, to showcase what you do work on. So we thought about setting it every other month, ama every month.
Nice.
So this is the first, and you are the pioneers.
And the most important people we have in our
life. So clap for yourself.
Clap for yourself.
Personally, because I had to get shot from Kono, because I was so fucking anxious about this, and then I spent the whole night nikipasa manguo, and then my chest ikafungana, so I had to go to the doctor.
In short,
to get emotional
appreciation.
Luckily, honestly, I really appreciate what Mimefanya for us, and I think tutawakumbuka each and every time tunapatana kwa flea market, tuko like, man, tulianzisha hii kitu kutoka kitu, you know? So I'm trying to show you guys that we can grow in each and every
kidogo tu.
Wewe.
Kula
wewe.
In peace. Thank you.
Huyo kijana ameniambia anavalishwa nguo.
Ah,
you are getting dressed.
Allah,
what's that? Koneshe, show us. What's that? Are you shy? Aww. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, ah, do you? Ah, okay.
Nice one.
His name is Kimani. I met him out leo. See when I'm job, but I met him.
It's up.
Cindy. And we met each other. We met each other, and I'm thankful for that, and every other person helper. Anyway, thank you.
Scenes currently at the Gypsy Market. Appreciation post.
Apart from that, honestly, this is our first edition. We would love it. Would love it if you shopped Kuna Sisi main event. Gypsy Thrifters. And then we have our designer. Sir, there are two of them. There's Bart, he designs styles. And then he has his friend as well. Yeah, tukona talent, tukona photographer, pale, Zephania. He's been doing the doing thing. Yeah. So if you found something for yourself or for any other person, kindly you can shop affordable prices. We are here in Kikuyu to celebrate our first edition with you guys. Yeah. So enjoy the music. Shop.
Reporting live from the Gypsy Thrifters, the Madhouse Podcast, Sound of the Streets. The Madhouse Podcast, the Sound of the Streets, live. It's crazy. Yo, Wagwan, segment, five, six. I lost count. But the Gypsy Thrifters event, the flea market was a vibe. Ndio kufunga. I don't know what happened to the performances. This dude, something happened. But it was lit. I was just vibing, enjoying some people's company here and there, talking to some people here and there. And it's about time to funge, because naona hapa hivi sioni kama kuna mseta perform anytime soon. So, acha tu nifunge. It's been a vibe. You're going to see the performances on IGTV. Make sure to check it out on Madhouse Kenya. My IG is at k.mungai_. So, yeah, man, it's been a vibe. We're looking forward to the second event, the second version of the Gypsy Thrifters. It was nice. Akina Slam and someone is going to be a second event. Make sure you guys turn up for the second one. It was a vibe. I'm telling you, it's not too many people. It's good music, good food, shorts, whatever. It's not a smoke-free zone, so you can do your thing over here. Yeah, man. So, it's been late. That's my time. Hopefully, I'll see you on episode 4. 5. I'm not sure, but this bro, wacha nikwambie, mimi niko lit, I didn't even lose count of everything. But make sure you check it out, tell your friends to check it out, share it if you enjoy it, leave a thumbs up, say it to your friends, of course. Follow us on our IG, everyone's posted the IG here, and we'll see you on the next one. Peace.